Sports ASA, Malcolm Blight and David Wilde, thanks to the Weeks Building Group. Thinking new home, you'll get more at Weeks. And also Tyre Power, selected Kumho tyres, buy three, get one free. Well, Mark Stone, we know had a terrific time at Glenelg, Blight, a premiership,
yeah,
very competitive again. I was surprised perhaps the Crows didn't pick him up the first year off the premiership, but he's got a really good gig too up with the Brisbane Lions, and he joins us now. Mark, thanks for your time. First of all, congratulations on getting the job.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Good to be with you, and nice to talk to someone in Adelaide again. Thanks for having me on.
How did it come about? We know David Noble was headhunted, and he's left. Did it sort of the wheels get in motion really quickly?
Yeah, it did. I think it was a little bit of a domino effect off the back of that appointment. But I think Chris Fagan anticipated that it might fall into place that way and was on the front foot pretty early and made contact with me. I think before that announcement was made, or before David Noble even had the job, because I think he had a pretty good idea in his mind what structure he wanted to put in place. So as the cards fell, things fell into place, and I find myself in Brisbane.
Mark, I know you had a very, very long chat with Chris Fagan, obviously the coach of the Brisbane Lions, and had you met him before prior to this?
I hadn't, Malcolm, but what I had done is, in the week leading up to our grand final in 2019 with Glenelg, I was talking to Lachie Neal just about footy in general. They were preparing for their own finals campaign, and Lachie, being an ex-Glenelg boy, was interested in how we were going. And I was just saying that it was a big week and a lot of things had happened, you know, people coming out of the woodwork, supporters and whatnot, that it was quite daunting, and I wanted to handle that the best way I possibly could. And Lachie said, well, would you like me to get Fags to give you a ring? And I said, well, if he'd do that, that'd be great. And a couple of days later, he did. And we spent, I don't know, 40 minutes on the phone probably talking about Hawthorn and how they approached grand final week and just the things he'd learnt from being there, and handed on some really good tips and advice. And we sort of struck up a bit of a, I suppose, a distant friendship. We'd never met, but we'd spoken over the phone, and really, that's the only time I'd spoken to him prior to this year, until I'd met him up at Noosa.
Do you? I mean, I remember talking to you during the year, obviously, and particularly the year before, that, you know, you've been on this, I guess, the AFL circus, if we call it like that. You know, you've been at a lot of clubs. You've been at some very successful clubs like the Eagles Premiership, all that sort of stuff. And at your age, it seems to be right now, you know, if you look at Chris Fagan, if you look at Dave Noble. I mean, there is something, finally, the European soccer system, the NFL in America, this older coach, the more experienced coach, is starting to get a really good look in this country.
Yeah, I think the trends in that area shift a little bit, don't they, Malcolm? I think there was some older coaches some time back with Mick Malthouse and the like, and then they sort of got moved on, and the trend became the younger coach with, you know, guys like Brendan Bolton and those sorts of blokes. And it might be shifting back a little bit on the back of, you know, Chris Fagan doing so well. And it is the American and European model that have that sort of philosophy. And I think even being here for 2 weeks, what I'm picking up from Chris is just how important life is to kids that are 19 to 30. Not just their football, but their life. And, you know, having some really hands-on experience in life is really helpful to help them to what Chris calls unlock their full potential. And I think if guys can be really well-versed in dealing with the challenges outside of football, they can deal with challenges inside. So maybe there will be a shift to older coaches, but yeah, right now I think this is a role that really suits me and my family, and I'm really enjoying it thus far.
Mark Stone, our guest for Tyre Power, thinks safety this January. Mark, they say every year the players are fitter. It seems inconceivable they can be, but they generally are with all the testing. I mean, give us an idea just how hard they train and how they push themselves to the limit.
Well, most clubs will train hard. There's no doubt about that. But what I've seen up here is a real thirst for the work. They would start at around about 7:30 in the morning, and they'll do 20 minutes of sort of craft type work, which is just the fundamental areas of each of their game, and then they'll go into a warm up, and then they'll go into some basic drills and contest work, and we'll build the drills up until more of the competitive sort of team type drills. And you know, it's a 90-minute workload on footy, and then they do a running block at the end of that. And I think the thing that strikes you the most when you're up here, and Malcolm would be well across this being at Gold Coast and being up here for a while, is the heat really consumes you. And it's like wearing a blanket. So it's pretty tough conditions. The balls get greasy and slippery from sweat, but from what I've seen so far, our guys lap it up and they look forward to it, to coming to work and getting faster, fitter and stronger. And I guess it's an environment. Me personally, I've been running, which is not really like me, but running before training. And it's an environment, and it's a climate where you can't help but enjoy being outside and being active. But to answer your question, they train really hard. And it's good to see that again after being involved in the sample, where they do a tremendous amount of work and commitment on the back of having jobs. But the level of training is not as high as it is here and it is in the AFL. So good to be back in that environment again.
Yeah, Mark, you've got the title strategy coach. And now I think I heard you say, I was eavesdropping on you some weeks ago, that you talked about the strategy and the techniques compared to Chris Fagan, who is going to build on the relationship. So he's going to lean on you a fair bit for what happens on the footy ground. Is that the way I'm reading that?
Yeah, it is. So I'll do offense, defense, stoppage structure and trends and patterns of the game statistically and what sort of things are arising and how we can stay ahead of the curve a little bit, but also monitor how we're going. Are we doing certain things well and what aren't we doing well and what do we need to work on? He shares a lot of that with me, but it gives him time to work on the relationship side of it and to connect with players and their families and staff. That's really sort of the basis of the role, is to take control of a lot of that game plan stuff and allow him to focus in other areas.
Tell us about how Joe Danaher is going, the $64,000 question. And has there been one player that has really impressed you? Think, boy, I thought he's okay, but the way his work rate is, it's really taken your eye?
Yeah, well, firstly, Joe's going really well, and which is really pleasing because I think he's going to be so important for us and add another dimension to our forward half. And if he can stay healthy, at the moment he's training, he's doing full training, he's training extremely well. But if he can stay healthy and we can keep him on the park, and he's going to be so good for Hipwood and McStay and particularly Cameron, and have, you know, another focus up there and another big target that our opposition teams have to worry about. And in terms of players, there's probably all of them have, they're big and strong boys, but I think the one that I'd really like to see pop this year is Cam Rayner.
Oh, yeah.
He's so powerful and explosive. And I think as a young man who's carried that number one draftee title, he's done a really good job of that, and he's handled himself really well. And I think he's, what would he be, 3 or 4 years in now, and I think he's really ready to explode and become a genuine great player of the competition. He's just a really powerful, quick, explosive player, and that seems to be the game breakers in the modern game.
Yeah, I love McCluggage too. I think we know he's a star, but he can only get better.
Yeah, Hugh's got a really big footy, a strong footy IQ. He's very smart, and he's got such great composure in traffic that makes good decisions under pressure. And he's got a good running tank. He and Jared Berry are the two prime runners in the 3K trial, so he's fit. He's got all the attributes you need. And I think, I'm still learning about some of these guys, but from what I've seen from afar, he's pretty consistent as well. He's a reliable player.
Mark, just back to you personally. I mean, do you ever pinch yourself? I mean, this young lad from Wangaratta, you know, up on the river in Victoria, your journey's been one of many postcodes. You've been all over the country with this great game of ours, and obviously your teaching prowess is well known. We should compare postcodes one time, Mark, and just seen it. But what a journey you've had, from all the clubs you've been involved in, the states you've been involved with, and the people you've met, of course.
Yeah, it has. It's taken me all around the country. I think the only place I haven't been is Tasmania. So we've now found ourselves with a postcode starting with four, and it's new, and it's a new climate, and we're adjusting to that. And But I try to treat it like, you know, the work side of it is front and centre. It's the primary reason we're here. But I try to treat it like it's another adventure for our family. And
yeah.
We go exploring around Queensland in the time we have off, in the off-season, and have a look at this great state up here. And hopefully work really hard and help Brisbane create the success that they're so desperately chasing. But, yeah, I do sometimes pinch myself, Malcolm. But I think it comes down to if you really set your mind to something and believe in what you're doing and give it everything you got with great passion and zest, then sometimes these things come off for you. So, I've just got to put my head down and work hard and see where it takes us.
Someone once said, David, just sorry to interrupt me, a premiership president at North Melbourne when I was there, Lloyd Holyoake, had this great line. If you look in the mirror and call yourself enthusiastic, act enthusiastic and you'll be enthusiastic. I just get that might be part of your motto.
A little bit, yeah. I mean, I've learned so many things off so many great people. As you said, in footy you meet so many great ones. But I think one of the mottos I go by is have such confidence and conviction in what you do, but be curious enough to know that there are other ways of doing things and there are people that can help you. And I think when you've got to stand front and centre and deliver, that's where the confidence has to come to the fore and conviction. But, you know, at the end of the day, you look at the other guys and how they do things and remain grounded and keep your ego in check. And I think that's sort of held me in good stead. And, you know, that's how I'll continue to be, I think. And the environment here is, as Chris says, he sees his job as an enabler. And he says, I just have to enable people with opportunity, skill set, tools and confidence to unlock everyone's potential, whether you're a coach or a player. And I really love that philosophy.
Yeah. I might as well throw one in blighty while we're doing. Gary Player, the harder you work, the luckier you get. I think that's true too. Mark, good luck this year. Well done again on the appointment and love to speak with you throughout the year.
Oh, I'm happy to talk to you anytime, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Mark Stone of the Brisbane Lions, a great appointment. Ready-made. Football smarts.
Yeah, and I'm just... I mean, I talk about his IP, but think of all the stuff that he's getting from other people. Now he walks into another club, he gets a bit more IP. So he's going
look
to be this
you've
whole...
been at your
look
journey.
At the whole roundedness of him as a
Victoria.
Coach. Yeah.
I think you've done plenty there too. Gold Coast, North Melbourne, Woodville, boy oh boy. McRibbon, El Macco are back at Macca's. That's right, the saucy McRibbon, legendary El Macco are back at Macca's this summer. Grab yours today. Blighty and Wilts, Sports Day SA.